Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As the day begins, clear skies dominate across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa can expect a warm day, perfect for a stroll along the beach. Meanwhile, Jerusalem will enjoy a mild afternoon. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, 5 hours ago, U.S. President Donald Trump says Iran will remain under a naval blockade until a nuclear deal is achieved. CENTCOM is preparing for potential military actions. Also, from Ynet, just 49 minutes ago, oil prices surged by about 7%. This follows a Reuters report that Trump is discussing a long-term blockade on Iran with oil companies. Also this hour. According to JTA, earlier today, an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outrage, with Hebrew University highlighting a troubling rise in hostility towards Christians. Separately, from Forward, 3 hours ago, Israeli police have arrested a man accused of attacking a nun in Jerusalem's Old City amid ongoing tensions with the Christian community. And finally, JNS reports from earlier today, Tennessee's governor signed a bill recognizing Judea and Samaria in official materials. Yigal Dilmoni noted its importance for increasing historical awareness in the U.S. and Israel. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet News reported just minutes ago about looming price hikes in Israel. Fuel, milk, and rent costs are set to rise, adding pressure on everyday expenses. Brandon Tatum, an American commentator, posted earlier today. He criticized the situation in Gaza, suggesting peace remains elusive due to political choices by its leaders. Times of Israel noted an event at UCLA featuring freed Israeli hostage Omer Shem Tov. The student government's criticism of the talk has sparked intense campus debate. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tensions over Iran, the Jerusalem Post details that President Trump insists on maintaining pressure on Iran through a naval blockade. This decision is intertwined with ongoing nuclear deal negotiations, reflecting a broader U.S. strategy to curb Tehran's regional influence. For civilians, this could mean heightened military readiness and economic uncertainty. Turning to the incident in Jerusalem, JTI highlights the increasing strain between Jewish and Christian communities. The attack on a nun has raised alarms about religious tolerance in the city. As tensions grow, this incident could lead to heightened security and community dialogues to address underlying issues. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Tennessee's recognition of Judea and Samaria underscores a shift in narrative. JNS reports this move aims to foster greater historical understanding. The decision might influence future U.S.-Israel relations, especially in political and educational contexts. On the economic front, first, Globes reports 61 hours ago, Shapir is considering acquiring control of Ashdod refinery for 1 billion nis. This move could significantly boost Shapir's influence in Israel's energy sector. Separately, according to Walla Business, banks have filed a bankruptcy petition against Nochi Dankner. He faces $500 million in debt, marking a critical financial showdown for the prominent businessman. And finally, Israel Hayom Business highlights potential opportunities in bond investments. Amid global uncertainties, rising yields offer new avenues for investors to explore in the bond markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.